Check 1-2, check 1-2, bitch. Yeah, here we go, y'all. Fat Mac Almighty 3XL coming at you with Religion, Morals, and Pimping Part 4. I told myself it was gonna only be a Part 4, but goddamn, it may be a Part 5. You know, since I got like a lot of feedback from the last shows I did, man. It was kind of controversial, this shit, so I may have to extend this much. Y'all may have to tolerate at least another show after this motherfucker, man. I don't know, boy. Well, we'll see. I'm gonna try and condense it the best I can to free y'all from this heathenism, man. You know what I mean? But, damn. Did I introduce myself? I think I did introduce myself. Man, I'm jumping the motherfucking gun. Yeah, Fat Mac Almighty 3XL, MacCity.com, Mac City Limits. You know what I mean? Coming at you from the whole Flipper Network, MrRegularShow.com. Big up to that nigga, Mr. Regular. And, yes, I appreciate y'all tuning in and listening to this heathenism, man. First of all, let me get this out the way, man. The shows I'm doing on this religion, man, remember, this is not church, so you are allowed to disagree. You are permitted to have conflicting viewpoints with what the fuck I say. There is no law in the universe that says that everybody must do what the fuck the Fat Mac do. You feel what I'm saying? So my feelings won't get hurt if you don't agree with what the fuck I say. I'm not gonna get mad or get up in a huff or get in a tizzy, you know, and just tell y'all niggas that y'all wrong and y'all niggas is, you know, what you thinking is just fucked up and all this kind of shit, man. I thoroughly respect everybody's opinion. Thoroughly respect everybody's room to grow, man, because it is appointed every man a season, you see what I'm saying, to grow. So what the fuck I'm fucking with right now, y'all niggas may not be ready for it, and consequently what the next nigga fucking with, you know what I mean, I may not be ready for it, you know what I mean? So everybody's got their own time, man, to grow, bruh. So I mean, most religious niggas and shit, I remember when I was at they stage, you know, shit, I know, 80s, early 90s and shit. You know what I mean? I had the fear of hellfire and all that kind of shit. I believed in the biblical Jehovah and all that kind of shit, man. Yeah, so, I mean, I can't fault a motherfucker for thinking like that or believing like that because, nigga, there was a time where I thought that way. You know what I mean? So, it ain't no knock on the next nigga. It's just, I'm just telling y'all, man, that I do not think the way most niggas think. And like I told y'all, this, what I'm doing this shit for, I'm just giving y'all some insight into how I think and why I think it. This is not a plea for you to do what the fuck I do. Or this is not a plea to tell y'all to change your ways and do what the fuck I do. Just want to get that shit out the way, man. And, I mean, of course, I do believe that how I think is the correct way to think for me. You see what I'm saying? Everybody, depends on your position in the universe at the time, man. You know, everybody can't use this information and prosper and grow. Consequently, I can't use certain information or certain things from other philosophies to grow because it's just not conducive to my personality or conducive to my mind state at the present time. You feel me? So, like I said, man, shit. And hold on one sec. Let me kind of backtrack and shit, because I'll respond to a little something my nigga Riggler said in his last show, man. He was basically talking about how he knows that God is real and God does exist because he's had certain experiences, you feel me, that basically lets him know that God is real. And I'm not discounting that, man, but basically all I'm saying is your experiences in the grand scheme of things really don't account for nothing. And I'm not trying to do that to like be an asshole or whatever, because I mean, I've had certain experiences myself, man, that basically lets me know that there is a divine intelligence. But bro, for every story that you have from a cat that feels that he knows God exists because something miraculous happened, I can point out 10 other niggas that, I mean, nothing miraculous happened to them when they was in a bind. You know what I mean? Why did God drop them niggas like a hot potato and let them fry and let me or let regular, you know, have some cosmic intervention? You know what I mean? So, I mean, I'm just saying, on the grand scheme of things, to see if the biblical God exists, one cannot basically sit down and say, well, I know he exists because I had this sort of experience and I got saved and somebody shot at me with a six shooter and shit and I didn't get grazed once by the six shooter and the bullets just somehow just went around me and all this kind of shit. For every nigga that didn't get hit with the bullets, there's about 10, 15 other niggas that did. You know, so what make regular special or what make the Mac special that we didn't get knocked by the bullets, but these other niggas did, you know what I mean? So these other niggas that got capped, they may have an issue with the whole God exists because you didn't get hurt or you didn't get harmed in a certain situation or whatever. And consequently, please remember that I'm not saying God does not exist. That's one thing that a lot of niggas just, they not understanding what the hell I'm trying to say, man. I thought I was crystal clear with the shit. I said I'm an agnostic, homeboy. Agnostic basically means I don't take a pro stance to God, and I don't take an anti stance or an against stance about God. I'm neutral. I'm open to all suggestions, man. You know what I mean? I'm just saying I don't put no fucking thought into, you know, if he's real or not. I just live life the way I'm supposed to live it, man. That's all that is. And if anybody comes to me and says he knows he exists, well, that's just fine. Not going to discount it. Not going to argue about it. Fine. If the next nigga comes to me and say he don't exist, not going to argue about it. Fine, nigga. If you don't think he don't exist, then fine. If the next nigga comes to me and say he do exist, fine. That's just dandy. I really give less to the fuck, man. I'm an agnostic. Or a Taoist, or some would say even a Buddhist, man. This is going out to my nigga Minister of Love, right? You know, he wanted to know my philosophy on karma and, you know, the divine intelligence. And only thing you need to do is just basically go to the readings of the Buddha or Buddhism or Taoism, Taoism. And that'll help you out a whole lot, man. I'm not even gonna try and put down the whole concepts of the Eastern philosophies that I fuck with, man. Like I said, my God has no anthropomorphism. He has no, or she has no, or it has no human characteristics, meaning it does not get angry, it does not get mad, it does not feel sorrow. You know, he's not looking to see if you're jacking off at night, and he's not getting pissed off about it and all this kind of shit. You know, there is no human concepts attached to the divine source. You feel me? So, like I said, just think East when you fucking with me, man. Eastern philosophy, Eastern concepts, Eastern spirituality. I don't fuck with the West. You know what I mean? Most what niggas is fucking with right now over here, especially in the United States, niggas is fucking with Western concepts of spirituality, man, and religion and shit. And, nigga, I'm just taking it back to the East, man. I'm taking it back to the pyramids to commit to Egypt, man. That's what I'm fucking with, man. The Hermetic philosophies. A lot of niggas is lost on that shit, not really knowing what the fuck that's about. But I'm just trying to tell y'all, man, when y'all fucking with this thing called truth, truth has never been in possession of the masses, man. If you're looking at your politics of the day, if you're looking at your religion of the day, if you're looking at your education of the day, the masses have always been held in the fucking dark when it comes to the truth or what the fuck is real. You know what I mean? So just think about that, man. While you sitting up, where the fuck you sitting up, and everybody named mama is doing a certain thing, whether it be politics or whether it be religion or whatever. And that's the main reason I know I don't fuck with politics in general, because, I mean, that's just a fool's trap. Just like modern day religion, that's a fool's trap as far as I'm concerned. You know what I mean? Because everybody's doing it. Everybody fucks with it. And the masses have historically always been wrong when it comes to the truth. The masses have never, ever been in possession of the goddamn truth, man. The truth has always been held by the few, by just a handful of motherfuckers, man. And I used to, like, kind of trip out, man, be like, well, Why don't the few share the truth with the masses? And I figured this shit out, man, when I was doing my cable access TV show in the early 90s in Ohio, man. And I mean, I was spitting some really heavy ass shit, man. I mean, I got into all kind of books, man. I got into all kind of research, and I was showing niggas this and that. And I was like, if you look here, and if you look there, and if you research here, and if you research there. And man, it was just like shooting bullets at a steel wall, man. It was just, the knowledge was just bouncing off niggas' foreheads, and just, it wasn't getting in. It wasn't penetrating them, that cerebral cortex, man. Niggas didn't give a fuck. I was wasting my goddamn breath. I was wasting my goddamn time. Only thing I was doing was putting an X or a target on my motherfucking back, saying, please shoot and kill me. I got death threats. I got all kind of motherfuckers threatening to blow up TV station and shit. All because I was spitting the truth, man. I was spitting that real shit. And the masses was not ready to fuck with it. So, when you looking at so-called secret societies like the Masons and the Shriners and, you know, the Knights Templars, and I mean, and you have certain small denominations or mystery schools and religions like the Rosicrucians, which are supposed to be a Christian-based secret society. Then you have the Kabbalah or the Kabbalion doctrine, which is based out of Judaism, which is a mystery school. And then you have the Sufi order, which is based out of the Muslim religion. You know what I mean? I mean, it goes on and on. Each religion has a mystery school where you go and learn the truth. You know what I mean? And so, I'm just trying to let y'all motherfuckers know, man, that when you fucking around with the truth, it is not going to be in the pews of the Baptist Church. It is not going to be in the pews of the Catholic Church. It's not going to be there. That's the basic shit. That's kindergarten shit that they put out there to see if anybody has the wits and the resources to flesh out what is real and what is not. And then that's when you get led into these mystery schools or these secret societies or these secret orders and shit. And even when you get into these secret societies, a lot of these motherfuckers, just like the Masonic Lodge and shit, man, like in the Blue Lodge, a lot of niggas, when they think they get in there, they think that, I made it. I made it into the mystery school. Nah, nigga, you still ain't even close, man. They still got to test your ass to see if you ready for this real shit they're going to fuck you with, man. Shit, I mean, you got secret societies with their secret societies. That's how deep this thing is called truth, man. Shit, so I'm just letting y'all cats know that, the masses have always been wrong, have always been dealing with bullshit, you know what I mean? Shit, if you want to know what's real, if you want to know what's actually valuable, I mean, look at diamonds and gold, man. The only reason diamonds and gold is valuable is because what, nigga? It's rare. You don't see that shit anywhere. These are rare, precious metals and substances that you're fucking with, man. So anything that is rare, that is hard to find, of course, is gonna be valuable. And basically, when you fucking with the truth, man, it's the same thing. So if you got a church on every goddamn block, of course, and I'm gonna keep using the church, right? Because that is the religion of the day in this society that we fucking with here. Yeah, man, so how valuable is that shit, man? How valuable is that church? Think about that shit, man. If it's on every goddamn corner, every goddamn block, how much truth can them motherfuckers really be spitting to you? And then I give you another goddamn example, man. I mean, if y'all ain't figured out by now that religion is basically a pacifier to keep the masses in line and keep them in check, especially poor motherfuckers, because poor motherfuckers ain't got shit to look forward to but heaven. You know what I mean? So, I mean, this was an old trick that was, you know, used by the slave master and shit. He would basically tell Willie Bobo or whoever the fuck was in the field and shit, like, hey, boy, don't feel bad, because sooner or later, when you go to heaven, you hit them pearly gates, there's going to be a reward for you. You know, and that was good enough for the slave. The slave was all fucked up, working crazy hours in the heat, starving, goddamn, got ticks and fleas and all kind of shit on you and shit. But I mean, shit, he had to have something to look forward to. So goddamn, that was something that was rarely preached in the church. Like, don't rebel against your masters. Turn the other cheek. They're all going to hell, but you going to heaven. Just a control fucking mechanism, man, to keep niggas in line so that your ass wouldn't revolt, that you wouldn't rebel, because you thought that in the afterlife, the evildoers or the oppressors would get what the fuck is coming to them. And then, ain't that a bitch? Nigga, you gots to die to get some goddamn justice. Ain't this a bitch? Y'all don't see the goddamn pimp here? Y'all don't see the pimping mechanism? Y'all don't see how you getting hoodwinked with this shit? Nigga, you gots to wait to get your just rewards. And then the motherfuckers with all the money, with all the power, when they die, they the ones going to hell. Nigga, please, man. Shit. So, I mean, these are things that I have learned coming up in the game of life. When I'm fucking around in the streets, when I'm talking about pimping, I'm talking about macking, I'm talking about power, I'm talking about control. These are the things that I'm fucking with, man. You know what I mean? So check this out. Gonna take a little break. Getting long-winded here. Like I said, we may have to do another one, nigga. A part 5. Because I got a whole lot of shit to break down, man. So I'll hit y'all back. Hit me up. I'm out. I got a pocket full of
it's on that crime.
Get paid, motherfucker.
Candy drip off that crime.
On the bang, motherfucker.
22 inches on that crime.
Drippin' brain, motherfucker.
And I won't leave you alone.
Cocaine, motherfucker.
Gotta whip this on that crime.
Get paid, motherfucker.
Candy drip off that crime.
On the bang, motherfucker.
22 inches on that crime.
Drippin' brain, motherfucker.
And I won't leave you alone.
Cocaine, motherfucker.
Now let the pain begin. I'm born and bred off in the city of sin.
It's on that crime.
Drippin' brain, motherfucker.
And I won't leave us alone.
Cocaine, motherfucker.
I gotta get this on that crime.
Gettin' paid, motherfucker.
Candy drip off that crime.
On the bang, motherfucker.
22 inches on that crime.
Drippin' brain, motherfucker.
And I won't leave us alone.
Cocaine, motherfucker.
First day I got out of the slave plantation, my niggas and my bitches gave me a donation. Next day bought a spur, silver not black. Black millionaire gave me a candy red lap. And all I can remember, I was great this time. Every day I drive a Bentley, I look at LeBron.
For me to hop in out the slab, 100 carat jewelry, ready to protect it, baby, strapped up with my toolery. Boys like to play, but I ain't with that tomfoolery. I lay them down quick, yeah. This is just the old school of me. They don't wanna see a nigga go, I might not come back. When I beat them down like a ball and just a drum track.
Getting paid, motherfucker.
Candy drip off that crime.
On the bang, motherfucker.
22 inches on that crime.
Drippin' brain, motherfucker.
And I won't leave us alone.
Cocaine, motherfucker.
I gotta whip this on that crime.
Getting paid, motherfucker.
Candy drip off that crime.
On the bang, motherfucker.
22 inches on that crime.
Drippin' brain, motherfucker.
And I won't leave us alone.
Cocaine, motherfucker.
It's the first of the month, I wanna stunt, so player, I will kick it. Straight to the car, lock this Cadillac, I gotta flip it. And I ain't playing around with these freaks, I just unzip and hit it. And I ain't paying for all of the weed, my nigga, we gotta split it. You want a good ride, then you ride with a ball. I got some suicide doors, 26s, I'ma blow. And that Patron and that Goose, man, I drink it from the hip. Cause I'm always at the bar, that's where all my money's spent. I'm the trap, man, looking for a girl with five. Cat, man, cat. I'm ballin' in the club, you know I'm rollin', I feel like Santa Claus, I bring the
bitches on that grind.
Flipping brain, motherfucker.
But I won't leave us alone.
Cocaine, motherfucker.
Got them bitches on that grind.
Getting paid, motherfucker.
Candy drip off that grind.
On the bang, motherfucker.
22 inches on that grind.
Flipping brain, motherfucker.
But I won't leave us alone.
Cocaine, motherfucker.
Get hyped today, man. You know, just chilling here at maxcity.com, man. Y'all go ahead. I want to give shout outs to niggas like Tony Dreamer and the Minister of Love and some other cats, man, that be coming around, fucking around with this motherfucking Mackin', man. It is 2008. Matter of fact, let me get a date, nigga. The date is, what the fuck? It's like the 9th of 2008. Is it Saturday? You know, I think that's the date and shit, man. But this is like my second show for 08. And I'm feeling real good in 08, man. The last half of 2007 was kind of fucked up for the Mac. You know, if y'all been following the whole storyline, nigga. And I'm a better man for it, man. Not to paraphrase Kanye West, but that which doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I mean, that's a real concept, man. I've had to basically walk through the fire, man, and this made me a better person. It reminded me, right, this whole thing with that bitch, LaDonna, right, reminded me of why I kept this shit professional in the first goddamn place, man. You know, I actually forgot why I don't cupcake with hoes and I don't fuck with hoes on that level. I actually forgot why I did that, man, and fucking with her jolted me back to reality, made me remember and realize why I shouldn't fuck with bitches on that level. Damn. But of course, the thing, the X factor that made me forget that shit was the whole situation with me and my wife and shit. Basically, me trying to get back at my wife, I wanted to go ahead and test the waters and get emotionally involved with a bitch. And, shit, nigga, that boomerang that backfired on me, nigga. What the fuck, man? So, I'm done with that shit, man. I'm back in control. You know what I mean? I'm back on this hustle, back on this grind, full tilt. Well, not necessarily full tilt because I'm just trying to move on to some bigger and better things, man. But anyway, that's off topic like a motherfucker, man. I'm not even supposed to be talking about that bitch. Anyway, but where the fuck was I at, man? Okay, yeah, well, let me just get back to why I started talking about religion and morals in the first place, right? Because in the course of doing this hustle, man, this cyber pimping, Nick, motherfuckers is always asking me, am I scared of divine retribution? Am I scared of going to hell? Aren't you worried that the things that you do are going to come back on you? Because people feel that what I'm doing is inherently or intrinsically wrong. And I have to always reiterate to people, I'm like, well, hell is your concept, nigga. It's not mine. You know what I mean? As far as I'm concerned, this physical reality I'm fucking with right now is hell. To be flesh is hell, man. You know what I mean? Since we on the lowest rungs of, should I say, the vibratory rate of matter and shit, this is hell. To be flesh is to be motherfucking hell. So, nigga, I'm already in hell. I'm just trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents, man. But these are not concepts that I fuck with. The average nigga talking about hellfire and, you know, being judged by what you do and all that. These are real concepts, but not in the concept that they're thinking of with the whole Jehovah archetype, man. But, this is why I got on that, right? Because I wanted to just tell everybody, no, nigga, I do not fear hell. I do not fear hellfire for what I do. Because just like with anything, there's good and there's bad. Good comes with this and bad comes with this. I mean, if you was to ask any of the females that I'm fucking with, right? Of course, yeah, a lot of them don't want to do what the fuck they do. But goddamn it, when push comes to shove, they thank almighty motherfucking heaven that they got me to call when the shit hits the fan. What's that you say? That's right, nigga. How else them kids gonna get fed? How else that heat gonna stay on? If it wasn't for me, they'd be starving. They'd be goddamn freezing. They wouldn't have gas to put in their tank. All this kind of shit. So it's good and there's bad facets to this goddamn hustle that I do, man. You know what I mean? So, I mean, if you was to try and tell them females to go rush in and put the cape on to save these bitches and say, don't fuck with him, don't do this with him, they probably smack the shit out you, man. Because they'd be like, well, shit, nigga, do you got $200 to put down on this or to put down on the security deposit for this apartment I'm about to get? And then when you shake your head no, they gonna spit in your motherfucking face and be like, well, then take that righteous ass bullshit somewhere else, nigga, because I need this goddamn money. Right? And so with that said, you know, the kids are happy, the kids stay fed, the kids stay warm, the kids have clean diapers, all this kind of shit. So, like I said, there's good and there's bad facets to this shit. The bad would be that, of course, some of the ladies feel degraded. Some of them do feel used. Some of them do feel bad after they do what the fuck they do, man. But goddamn, shit, what do the nigga feel like when he at McDonald's working on motherfucking fries, nigga? Huh? Is he ecstatic about that shit? Tell me one motherfucker that's ecstatic about punching the goddamn clock and being a ditch digger, motherfucker. See, that's what life is about, man. Life is about motherfuckers that control and the motherfuckers that get control. You know what I mean? The only thing that's different about what the fuck I'm doing is niggas is attaching religious and moral window dressing on the shit because it involves sex, which is supposed to be something sacred. So this is the big taboo. When you're dealing with nudity, you're dealing with body parts, you're dealing with so-called sexual organs and all this kind of shit, you know what I mean? You know, people make big deals out of goddamn nothing. If you was to go to the Amazon forest, or if you was to go to New Guinea, or where you got natives walking around asshole motherfucking naked and shit, they ain't tripping that shit. They in the huts next to each other, banging each other out, walking around asshole naked. They don't have rape problems. They don't have sexual deviancy. They don't have... All this shit is a Western goddamn problem. It's a Western construct that most of y'all motherfuckers done bought into. So now you have been polluted. Now you have been poisoned by Western concepts of right and wrong and sexuality and religion and morals and all this kind of shit. You know what I mean? So, there's nothing intrinsically wrong with what the fuck I do, man. Like I said, there's good and there's bad aspects to everything, man. And I'll be the first motherfucker to admit to you that sometimes, yes, I do feel a bit down on myself for what I do. You know what I mean? Because you can see the pain in a motherfucking bitch's face, man, when she's doing this sometimes, man. You can just tell she's thinking to herself, I cannot believe what the fuck I'm doing. And sometimes I just feel like a vulture picking the bones of a goddamn carcass, you know? But that's something I just got to deal with, man. Something I just got to deal with, man. I got to take the good with the bad. But then again, you got them other females, man, where their eyes light up like a goddamn Christmas tree as soon as they start doing their goddamn thing on video, man. So, like I said, it's not the hustle that's intrinsically wrong. It's just basically the person that you fucking with at the time that makes it right or wrong, man. I mean, if you're doing anything to deliberately hurt somebody, yes, that is wrong. I mean, we can't motherfucking dispute that. But I'm not doing anything to deliberately hurt anyone. This is just a hustle. If you're just trying to goddamn get paid and make a way for yourself, you know, this is a way to do it. If you don't want to do it, then don't do it. So no, there is no hellfire for the Fat Mac for this shit. And that was the main reason why I basically got on this little religious rant, just to let y'all niggas know that your whole concept of heaven and hell does not register with me. I don't fuck with it. I don't think about it. You know, it's a moot point. You feel me? So once again, taking a break. Just how we do it, man, on the Mac City Limits, baby. Yeah, coming at you from the Whole Flipper Network. Yeah, big up Mr. Wrigler, MrWrigleyShow.com. Taking another break, man.
I'm from the fucking Bronx, nigga. How tough you want? I'm from the school of hard knocks. It's incredible. I'm from the school of hard knocks. I'm from the school of hard knocks.
Track on.
knock. I'm from the school of hard knocks. Knock, knock. If you soft, get lost. 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 We stay up, wake up, up in the goons gon' get ya. Your liquors don't get ya, then the hood gon' stick ya. The good Lord with ya, then the good devil with ya. I'm riding in the car and I'm drinking out my pitcher. Straight 4-5 in it, straight cold rhyming it. My Glock 9 shining it, y'all niggas straight rhyming it. I'm all in time in it, I'm all up on my grime in it. Y'all niggas stupid it, my market's in priming it, ink up on my pump up on the wall in it. Keep hearing all in it, I'm puffing on the wall in it. Graffiti up and all in it, marking up the strain in it. I'm searching it in the college, marking up your brain.
Let's
in
go.
It. I ain't go to college, motherfucker, I wasn't dropping out. The Benz and label popping out, the top is all dropping out. See my seats are leaded up, it's all in all piped out. White interior and the blackness all piped it up. Nigga got the Gucci lens, MCM and all my frames. Y'all niggas don't know my name, Mr. Dean is my name. I'm all up on my own, my grind. Y'all niggas, you know my shine. I told you motherfuckers, I'm on my grind. If you soft, get lost. 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 If you soft, get lost.
Shout out, man, track down.
If you soft, get lost.
Up to bat, let's go, track.
From the school of hard knocks. I'm from the school of hard knocks.
Bronx homie until I'm multi-rich with it. I'm full five lifting it. Chop chop chipping it. Then ziplock zipping it. Back to the strip with it. Swiss said I'm sick with it. Came back different with it. I'm with the
Greg
was missing it. And I got that shoddy shoddy popping out. I came to rock the party. I say turn the party, y'all. I shoot back to the Bronx and pull a Maserati, y'all. If it ain't that hood environment, it's not what I'm about. And the next nigga acts is double loss to the family. Getting hit with something crazy. Yeah, the arse to the family. Now homie back to my spitting shit. Swiss got me flipping shit. School of hard knocks with a hard white whipping it. B to the R to the O and X. D R A G. Still cutting old checks. Catch that rock boy back tools is near.
Shout
we'll
to
get
wild,
your head
rough,
home for a souvenir.
From the school of hard knocks. Yeah, knocks, knocks. I'm from the school of hard knocks. We grind down in the school of hard knocks. Knock, knock, I'm from the school of hard knocks.
Shout out to Youngstar.
If you soft, get lost. 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 If you soft, get lost.
This is still keeping it hype, keeping it real, keeping it trill, baby. Yeah, Big Mike, Fat Mac, Almighty 3XL, doing the goddamn thing, man. Showing y'all that just because a nigga do porn don't mean he ain't deep, bitch. You know what I mean? Yeah, we fucking around in the outer limits today, man. You know, this is part four of the Religion, Morals, and Pimping show. And, man, I'm going to speak on a little experience that I had, which also prompted me to do this show. A lot of y'all motherfuckers that's been inside the Max City limits, man, you have to have memberships noted. I got a cuz, he's a street pharmacist, and he has a pretty nice spot downtown, man, in these high-rise lofts in his penthouse, right? And I've been supplying him with entertainment, man. So basically, my cuz, right, you know what I mean? I've been supplying him with entertainment. He been bringing his boys over. They've been, you know, fucking with my chicks and shit. It's been a pretty good partnership. And also, I mean, he's such a baller. He fly bitches in from, like, Miami, California, DC, Detroit. I mean, he just that kind of nigga, man, where he got just females all over the goddamn place, right? So one day I'm over there and he had these two badass bitches from California, man. And I don't know how the fuck we got on this shit, right? But this one broad, for some reason we got on my mistress, my wife, and my hustle and shit. And she wanted to know, she was like, oh, so you do what? You do porn? I was like, yup. She was like, oh, so you exploit degrade women? And I was like, first of all, her ignorance was preceding her, man, because there's a lot of females that do this shit, man, and they actually consider this shit the other way around. They actually consider themselves hustling and getting over on me. So for her to basically have the female starting out in the position of weakness, I mean, she's not doing women any credit at all by basically stating that all women are weak and all women are being used for being in this situation, man. I firmly, wholeheartedly fucking disagree with that shit. There's plenty of females, man, that know how to work their money maker and know how to goddamn juice a nigga out of his goddamn money, man. You know, while doing this goddamn hustle shit. So a lot of them are not in a position of servitude. A lot of them are in a position of control when they do this sort of thing, man. I mean, they do call shots a lot of times, man. But anyway, that kind of irritated me about the bitch, man. And then she was like, she heard me talking to LaDonna on the phone one day. She thought that that was my wife, and I had to make a clarification. I told her, nah, that's not my wife, that's my mistress. She was like, also, you got a wife that you cheating on, and you got a mistress, and you do porn, and all this kind of shit. And I'm just like, and she was talking about the sanctity of marriage and how valuable her body was and how she wasn't gonna let anybody play her, and her body was the temple and all this kind of shit. First of all, I had to let her know, look, there is no sin in what I do, because there is no deception in what the fuck I do. My bitch, LaDonna, she know what the fuck I do. My wife know about my bitch, LaDonna. You know what I'm saying? So there ain't no deception. There ain't no creeping. There ain't no dishonesty. You feel me? So where the deception comes in, that's where the evil comes in. And that's where the whole concept of just wrong comes in. But if you keeping everything real, you keeping everything on the motherfucking table, that's one thing I gotta let y'all niggas know, man. See, motherfuckers thinking that I'm weak because I got with this bitch, and I mean, like, motherfucker, how many niggas you know that can be married? Listen to me, motherfucker. Be married and do this cyber hustle, motherfucker. I don't know too many niggas I can do it, and I've been doing it for like 5-6 years straight. And then on top of that, then I got a mistress on the goddamn side. You know what I mean? So every motherfucking female I've been with, nigga, I tends to have some modicum of control over these motherfucking females, nigga. So, nigga, stop goddamn just dangling on the branches and get to the goddamn roots of this tree and understand that, yes, this shit is mackish, man. It's mackish, motherfucker. Yes, there's some things within this mactum that is perceived to be a little simpish at times. No doubt about that. You know, I mix and match shit, but hey, nigga gotta be adaptable up in this motherfucker, man. But basically, I wanted to choke shit out this silly ass bitch, man, because here she is up in this penthouse with this drug dealer, right? Because she talking about how she hates motherfuckers to exploit the next motherfucker, but my cuz, that's all that nigga do is exploit motherfuckers. He exploits their addictions. And then, to top that off, this bitch fucking a married man, cause this nigga married, and she know the fuck that this nigga is married, but she rattling off at the goddamn mouth talking about how her body's a goddamn temple, and she ain't sharing it. I'm like, does this bitch even fucking hear herself, man? This is the kind of fucking nonsense that I have to deal with, because you can tell she was a church bitch. And this is the kind of shit that I have to deal with on a daily basis from church motherfuckers, man. This is the exact kind of goddamn mind state that really irritates me, man. You got these simple ass motherfuckers running around pointing a finger. And of course, you know, you got four or three or whatever the fuck, whatever that expression is, you got three fingers pointing back at you. But this bitch talking cash shit about me, but here she is fucking with a drug dealer that's married, that makes his living off exploiting the addictions of others and all this kind of shit. But she wanna talk shit about me doing porn. This bitch. And this is the kind of shit that's going on, that's running rampant in Ohio, man. We got motherfuckers with this sort of mind state coming in other people's homes and trying to regulate their motherfucking behavior, when their behavior is just as reprehensible as the motherfuckers they trying to goddamn preach to. Walk it off. Do you understand what I'm saying? Just like they got all this kind of legislation where they telling a grown ass man, he can't go to a strip club and he can't have no drink and he can't touch the strippers and all this kind of shit. I mean, goddamn. Now the strippers can't make no goddamn money. You know what I mean? Because ain't nobody trying to go to no strip club if you can't get no drink. Ain't nobody trying to go to no strip club if you can't at least slap the ass of the bitch that's goddamn twerking it up for you and all this kind of shit. They're basically trying to close the strip clubs down. You feel me? So, and this is all coming from religious motherfuckers, man. And I bet you, goddamn, man, I bet your motherfucking ass that these the same motherfuckers running around the house, jacking the fuck off, sticking broomsticks up their ass, all kinds of shit when the goddamn lights go off. All kind of freak, nasty, wild shit going on in the house of these church motherfuckers, man. Bet you. But they got leather and straps and whips and, you know, I mean, and they got the nerve to be talking. I mean, it just never stops, man. If I had a dollar for every bitch I met that was supposed to be a holy roller bitch, that was the biggest, freakiest, nastiest bitch in the hood. Y'all ever meet them kind of bitches? So this is my goddamn problem, man. I'm having the problem of hypocrisy. Hypocrite motherfuckers in my face trying to regulate my behavior when their behavior is 3 to 4 times worse than mine. But I'm supposed to be the healing because I'm not in church. And you the one supposed to be going to heaven, bitch. You can talk all that motherfucking fly shit. But you the biggest devil walking around, man. This shit has got to stop, man. It is ridiculous. Okay, take another break.
It seems that there's a deadly virus that's sweeping through the urban community. The side effects cannot often be seen because your pockets will not turn green. Some thought that there was no vaccine, but it seems that we have a cure.
This come is military fresh air man, get off your couch and
I'm
go get it. Get it.
Hustlers told me that I gotta go get it. Now I'm getting it the best way I know how. I won't let you down. 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 I won't let you down.
I'm a hurry than the mother chasing mine, cause I'm a hustler. Then tomorrow everything is gonna go fine.
Going through the same thing tomorrow.
7 days a week and 24 hours a day. That ain't enough for me, so I ain't wasting time. Wasting
time to play no games.
Come to sleepers and my life ain't getting cheaper. So you know them dollar signs stay on my mind.
Money stay on my mind.
When they ask me where I'm going, I say you already know. I'm about to hit them streets and go and
get it. Let's go get it.
Dreams of having find a bang, riding blades, dreaming should make you wanna wake up and get it in real life and see the wood in your grill. If you're slipping, don't grab what you see in the hood. Only place that you gon' be or ever see gon' be the hood. You know what it mean to me. It means you passing over opportunities repeatedly. Write it on a piece of paper. Only thing I see is pee. Paper, paper, paper. Chase a better thing for me to be. Nah, my services ain't for free. Make that money multiply. Early in the morning I'll be gone. Baby, chase with me, it ain't gonna be no time. Try to explain and give them game. I don't know why I even try. You do the same if you was I. But you are you, so you gon' lie. Make them think that you got cash. Tell them ladies you got slabs. Only thing you get is laughs. You can't even bring down half of the bill that's on that tab. Only thing wrong with being broke is staying broke and making excuses about it like it ain't no hope.
My grind, yeah.
In the hood, having nothing, wishing I was having something. I remember it like it was
like
yesterday.
Yesterday,
they was talking down on me, and I lost a couple homies. I was getting mine while they used to play.
I
need to slow down, but I ain't slowing down for nothing. I don't wanna let the paper get away.
I can't slow down.
So when I'm in the streets grinding, ain't no need to be. Best way that you can help me.
Don't even trip.
This for y'all. Partners that was getting lazy. Females that was acting crazy. Them promoters that tried to play me. Mixtape labels that didn't pay me. My old homies that ain't around me. Dissing rappers that came to find me. Major labels that didn't sign me. Left all that nonsense behind me. You got paid.
I'm burning in the morning.
to get it, baby.
Told me that I gotta go and get it.
Get it.
Now I'm getting it
the best way I know how.
Talking to the streets right now, I know you feel me. Yeah, get it. See, rich people ain't gonna tell you how to get paid, and broke people act like they the richest people in the world. Always telling people with money how to get money, always spending money that they thought they was gonna get, buying things they can't afford. Stop making excuses. If chronic smoke make him sleepy, he gonna tell you he got chronic fatigue. If liquor makes him drowsy, he gonna say he got that Grey Goose disease. If women keep taking his money, he gonna tell you it slipped off his sleeve. Whatever your weakness, stop making excuses, please. You should not be in couch or in house, you should be in route. If you gotta ask where, then that's the reason you ain't got nothing. You don't know how to listen. Go get it.
For each story one nigga got to basically say that, and this always did kill me, man, before I go ahead and close out, man. The funniest shit in the world, man. If you just want to see the state of the religious mind at work, just look at any goddamn heavyweight boxing match or just any boxing match. And of course, what do the nigga do after he get done beating the shit out the next nigga? After round 12, and then he get the decision, or he knock the motherfucker out. What did the motherfucker do? Right now, okay, first, I want to go ahead and give thanks to my Lord Savior, Jesus Christ. What the fuck, man? Basically, that's tantamount to saying, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for giving me the power to beat the shit out that nigga over there in the corner and shit. And basically, of course, the Lord don't give a fuck about that nigga. He chose me today. The Lord loved me more than he loved that nigga. Because, yeah, I mean, come on, man. Whenever you dealing with shit like that, and just like when you dealing with motherfuckers going to war, and the generals and the priests of the day, they would sanctify the soldiers. We have been ordained by God to go forth. It is written that we shall persevere and conquer and vanquish the heathen. And everybody got God on their motherfucking side, man. You know what I'm saying? Shit. So I'm like, well, what do you tell that poor motherfucker that thought he had God on his side, but he got his ass kicked? Well, it was obviously that God liked them other motherfuckers just a little bit more, huh? So I'm like, man, everybody got this thing where God chose me or God is with me. And I'm like, the arrogance of that shit, man. What the fuck? Well, anyway, yeah, this is gonna be the end of that shit, man. I just want to say, this is not to convince y'all to do what the fuck I do, because like I said, everybody ain't ready for this shit, and consequently there's niggas that's on other levels that I can't even fuck with, you know what I mean, that I can't even comprehend, or I can't even fathom, you know what I mean? So it's not like I'm trying to come on this motherfucker and make it seem like I'm all that in a bag of chips, man. I just fully understand you can't teach a baby trigonometry, man. Shit, everybody gonna come into their own in their own time, man. For each man, there's a point of the season, bro. So like I'm saying, man, there is really no right or wrong to this, man. Everybody got to grow at their own pace, man. Shit, the majority of you cats, man, I mean, I was that way 20 years ago. Shit, fuck. So, could nobody reason that shit out of me? Couldn't nobody convince me that hell wasn't real, or heaven wasn't real, and, you know, that Jesus wasn't real, and all this kind of shit? But with the acquisition of knowledge, and basically reading and researching, and, I mean, bruh, and I'm not bullshitting, man. I mean, I put my nose to the grind on this shit, man. And the things that I found out was staggering, man. Earth-shattering shit. But there's no need to really get into specifics on that shit, because, like I said, even if I spit it, and even if I gave you references, and if I gave you books, and I gave you places to go to find the shit out, maybe out of a group of a million of you motherfuckers, there might be 1,000 of you it might even comprehend the shit that I fucking hit you with. It never fucking fails. Well, here's the obligatory fucking phone call that I usually get. Jesus Christ. Hello?
What you doing, Mike?
Shit. In front of my crib in my car.
Where are you about to go?
Shit, I'm just getting home. depends.
I've been going through a whole lot. My mom done took my son. My mom done took my son and shit, you know what I'm saying? Told my she ain't giving me my son back and everything. I'm stressed out bad.
Okay. Why she take him?
Because I asked her to watch him or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Because I was depressed and shit. And then she comes to get him and, you know what I'm saying? She gonna call me like, bitch, that's why you ain't getting your son back. That's what you get. You should have never let me take him. Called the police, made a police report saying I abandoned my son. That when she got to my house, my baby was in his room crying, screaming and crying that I wouldn't get him. All kind of shit, man. She told me she going downtown Monday morning, filed for custody to take my baby away from me. And I'm stressed out bad, bad. I'm ready to start something right now.
So you don't have the baby?
No, man, I don't have the baby.
What, the police wouldn't give your baby back?
No, they pretty much said, just saying that if I go over there and get him, and said I'll go get him because I have custody, but shit, she got a police report. So it's like, what the fuck can I do?
That police report don't mean it's real, though. I mean, but the police come to your house and investigate?
They came to my house today. Yeah.
But you didn't have a baby then, right?
No, my mom had him.
I know, so they can't substantiate anything that she's saying. It's just her word against yours, so I don't see what the big deal is. Hello?
Yeah.
So what you want done, baby? Oh, shit.
I ain't even playing. I'm stressed out bad as fuck, man. I've been crying all day. All day. My eyes are puffy as fuck from just crying and crying and crying. I can't stop crying.
Oh, man.
I'm not gonna do no dumb shit, and I swear to God on everything I love, I'm not gonna do no dumb shit.
Who they with you?
Me and Kayla. Me and Kayla's over here at Family Video.
At Family Video?
Yeah.
Okay. Shit, man. When you gonna be at the crib?
Shit, here in a little bit. Why you trying to set something up?
Say what now?
You trying to set something up?
Shit, you ain't in the mood to set nothing up, are you?
I mean, not really, but I mean.
Well, no, we ain't setting nothing up then, shit. I don't need you all evil and shit setting nothing up. Take this shit out on me. Shit.
Why don't you just meet me somewhere?
Why don't y'all just come here and get it?
Alright, we'll be there in a little bit.
And y'all know the rules, right?
I know, no niggas.
Thank you.
Bye.
Alright, bye. Well, right then and there, y'all did see the Fat Mac in action when we talking about do I feel bad about what the fuck I do and all this kind of shit. Man, come on, man. When these motherfucking females ain't got nobody to call, man, who the fuck they call, man? When they need someone to listen to their shit or whatever. Y'all motherfuckers suck my dick, man, when y'all thinking that I'm so-called exploiting somebody, man. What the fuck's wrong with y'all, man? What the fuck?
Mike?
Yeah.
Can I please borrow 10 for my gas tank and I'll owe that to you?
Nigga, you always owe me something.
I swear to God, Mike, you know I got my income tax, but I can't get no money from my mom.
I'll smack the shit out you when you come over here.
Please. I look cute too. Wait till you see me, baby. I look sexy.
What good that do me, man? Shit.
You look good.
I mean, you looking good, but I can't get at you, though.
You can't get at me. You can let me. Your turtle a couple times.
Well, when you gonna hook me up?
I'll hook you up whenever you want me to.
Well, I wanna be hooked up right now.
Right now?
Yup.
What you want, baby?
I want my dick sucked.
In your truck?
Nah, oh shit, over niches, I guess, shit.
Over niches, I guess.
Shit.
Why can't I keep some head in your car?
Nigga, I'm not trying to have you suck my shit in my car, in my driveway. With my wife and kids going up and down the street and in the house, shit.
Well, Damn.
Let me put you this way. If I'm going to give you 10 for this gas, I'm getting sucked off, nigga.
I didn't say I couldn't give you no head. I was going to say if you can give me a little bit.
I can give you.
Hello?
Say what now?
Oh, never mind.
What's up?
That way we can do something real quick.
Shit.
We'll be there. I swear to God, I'm my kid.
All right. I'll trust you.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Oh, my God, man. Y'all wasn't supposed to hear no shit like that. Anyway, fuck this shit, man. The show was long as fuck. I'm out. Fat Mac Almighty 3XL, MacCity.com, man. Fuck it, nigga. TrickCity.com. Woo-hoo-hoo. Ooh, boy. I need to quit, nigga. Fuck. Gots to be more careful. All right. Yeah, we out, man. Yeah, fuck with this whole flipping network, bitch. Yeah, say what's up to that nigga, Mr. Wrigley, man. And all y'all motherfuckers, hey, y'all take it easy, man. I'm out.
Mac City.